Doctor, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and once more it's my pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute, the outrageous, indefatigable, the sometimes challenging and often impossible game we call Just a Minute, in which I ask my four guests to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And now, let us meet my four exciting guests today. We welcome another indefatigable character, that comedian Tony Hawks. And beside him, writer, raconteur, Barry Cryer. And on my left, the diva of Wolford, Wendy Richard. And beside her, at master of improvisation, Stephen Frost. Please welcome all four of them. They're going to try and score points off each other. Let's see how well they do as we begin the show today with Tony Hawks. Tony, the subject is email. Something we have a lot of in our lives today. But talk about the subject, 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I'm something of a technophobe, so I'm not the ideal person to speak on this subject. I thought when the technological revolution happened, mobile phones wouldn't catch on, and now everybody has them. And I'm not on email yet, but I am planning on getting one. My address is going to be 32 Sheridan Road.UK. Because I'm not going to go for all this W repetition business that they have on these different ways that they...
Stephen Frost, a challenge.
Hesitation, and he's given out his real address.
that's why he hesitated, I'm sure. Anyway, so Stephen has a correct challenge. That means he gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject, and there are 36 seconds available for you, Stephen. Subject is email, and you start now.
I was born in Yorkshire, and every time the post arrived, my dad said, email, and I had to go and pick it up and give it to him and read it. That's the only sort of correspondence I know and understand. I do have a computer, but I don't use that facility because it costs too much if you leave the computer on and make...
And, Tony, you've challenged.
Repetition of computers.
Yes.
Yes, you had too many computers in your life. So, another correct challenge, this time to Tony Hawks. He gets a point for that. He takes over the subject. There are 23 seconds available. Tony, it's still email. It's back with you, starting now.
If you're going to be clever on this subject, as my friend Stephen Frost was, you could say that it was hate mail without the hat. Email. But, of course, I would not do that because everyone would think I was showing off and trying to be clever, which I'm not. I would like to send email to all of you, but I don't have the facilities here. Indeed, I could email in this speech, and then I wouldn't have to bother to turn up, and you wouldn't be all bored like you are now. But, however, I'm going to get the...
That whistle tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. And it was Tony Hawks who started with the subject, finished with the subject, so you can't see, well, you guess, of course, he's in the lead at the end of the round. Barry Cryer.
Yes.
Will you... Lovely to hear from you, Barry. It's.
I didn't say anything.
You said yes.
Right. It's
Barry,
a flare I have.
Yeah. Take the next round, will you?
Yes,
it
indeed.
Is the icing on the cake. There's a little sort of icing on your cake, in
indeed,
a way.
Indeed, yes. This is Tipex and go.
60 seconds are available for that subject, starting now.
Icing on the cake is an expression that exemplifies a bonus, serendipity, something you never expected to happen, in line with a particular situation. My birthday last year, we had a cake, 50 candles on it, at least they were on the piece I got. And I looked at the icing on the cake, thinking, can life offer more? I did not expect this bonus activity again.
Tony,
I interrupted myself.
I think there was a hesitation, but
there was definitely a hesitation. There was a sort of exuberance of air, and no words came out. Oh, thank you so much. I rather liked it too, actually. Expulsion of air, I should have said. Exuberance of air, rather nice phrase, actually. Sort of Lear type, Edward Lear type phrase.
Don't you do a one-man show about Edward Lear?
Yes, I was quite just there.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's all Edward Lear's nonsense, but I have some of my own as well. Tony, you had a correct challenge. So you take over the subject and get a point, of course, for that correct challenge. The icing on the cake, and there are 35 seconds available, starting now.
There was some marvellous icing on the cake at Nicholas Parsons' 100 years in show business party, which I and enjoyed thoroughly, and it spelt out his name, N-I-C-A. I could go on, but that would be cheating, and I don't want to do that. But also, it would be icing on the cake if I was able to speak for 1 minute without hesitating or repeating myself or deviating from the subject. But I just enjoy doing it. I don't need that icing on the cake. I'm quite happy just to enjoy myself. Please, folks.
Yes.
Stephen Frost. There's a repetition of enjoy there, though.
I think he wanted to be relieved of the responsibility of continuing.
I had nothing more to say.
You should have gone a bit longer, because you get a bonus if you do the full 60 seconds, you know, without... And you had gone for 53 seconds.
Yes, with a bit of help with Barry starting as well.
Oh, bless you. That's
You're Very quite right, it is start. I've lost the plot a bit, that's it.
We're bonding here.
And you're bonding, right. Yeah. So, Stephen, correct challenge. And he did repeat himself. The icing on the steak is with you.
The icing on the steak.
Icing on the steak.
That's nice. That's where we changed. We've gone back.
Deviations.
We've gone back.
On the
I know, we went back to the middle course after all. I didn't know on the last course.
What a night that was.
But you have a... Oh, I'm sorry, yes. So Barry has a bonus point because we enjoyed the challenge. But Stephen has a subject and a point for a correct challenge. Icing on the cake, and there are 7 seconds left starting now.
I don't like the icing on the cake. I prefer the marzipan underneath, the almond paste which makes my tongue smile with delight as it reaches itself...
Would you tell us how your tongue smiles? Oh, my God. No, don't, please, put it away, for goodness sake. Stephen Frost was speaking as a whistle and gained that extra point for doing so, and he is now equal with Tony Hawks in the lead, and Barry Crowe's just done that round, so I'll take up the next card. Wendy Richard, isn't it lovely to hear from her? Wendy, the subject, cardigans. Tell us something about cardigans in just a minute, starting now.
The character I play in EastEnders, Pauline Fowler, used to wear cardigans. In fact, that's all the press and other people ever talk about is her cardigans. Well, I'm here to tell you she hasn't worn a cardigan for about 5 or 6 years. I actually, for my own personal use, possess a few cardigans, but mine are cashmere. Although Pauline's were really quite good because they were Marks and Spencer's and there's nothing wrong with
who's
that.
Who's challenged? Barry.
Pauline's. Pauline.
Quite right.
Yes, quite right, yes.
Oh, no, maybe Pauline's, you said the
second I said Pauline's,
time.
Yes.
My challenge is incorrect, Nicholas. I am abashed and ashamed. Wendy should continue. And you can give me a bonus point for chivalry.
No one's ever played the game like this before. Pauline's was apostrophe, yes. So it's still Pauline, even though she said Pauline's. If she said Pauline's in the plural, lots of Pauline's around. So
I don't think Wendy did repeat herself on reflection.
Listen, you actually had a correct challenge. You want to take it or give it back to her?
Do you want to come outside? All right, well, I'm ashamed of my challenge now. That's all I'm saying.
No, it was a correct challenge. So you take over the subject of cardigans, and we want to hear from you on the subject. 36 seconds, Barry, starting now.
Noel Edwards. Please! Do not mock my affliction.
Tony Hawks, I agree with the hesitation. You've got 34 seconds on cardigans, starting now.
I only took that subject because clearly Barry Crowe felt so guilty.
And Barry, you've challenged.
I'm upset. I thought this was my friend.
Can't give you a bonus point for being upset. I'm sorry, Barry. So what happens actually, you've interrupted your friend. Well, you've helped your friend because you've interrupted him and he gets a point for that.
I know, I'm really
choked. It's an incorrect challenge. Cardigans is with you still, Tony Hawks.
Tony.
And, what?
Tony Hawks.
I know it's Tony Hawks.
Have you two met each other? Sorry, I'm very bad socially.
Can I have a word with the producer, please? I don't want this man back on the show again. He's too much fun. Well,
my plan is working.
Tony, you have a point, and you have the subject, and you have 31 seconds. Cardigans starting now.
My friend here was so guilty of having taken the subject of Wendy, he wasn't able to talk on cardigans as he would normally have been able to have done, and I apologise for having taken the subject in such a cruel manner. However,
Wendy...
Too many taken.
Yes, you repeated taken. So, Wendy, you've got your cardigans back again, and you have 21 seconds starting now.
Cardigans are a very good asset to anyone's wardrobe. There are smart cardigans, cardigans trimmed with lurex, or cardigans trimmed with embroidery.
And, Tony?
Too many trimmed.
Did I say it twice?
Yeah. Yes, you did, yes. They are allowed to repeat the subject on the card, but nothing else, and trimmed was repeated. So, Tony... 11 seconds are still available for you with cardigans starting up.
I'm a great fashion god and I love to wear my cardigan as I walk down the high street with my slacks and slippers on. I don't care who knows it. Let the world know if you have the ability to wear clothes that suit you in the way that I have.
Ah. Johnny Hall speaking as Llewellyn gained that extra point, and he's taken a strong lead at the end of the round. And Stephen Frost, it's his turn to begin, and the subject is wind instruments. Tell us something about those in this game, if you can, starting now.
I used to play the clarinet when I was a young schoolboy. This was to aid my breathing because I suffered slightly from asthma. The only reason I wanted to...
Very good challenge.
Couldn't wait to hear. Hesitation.
It was hesitation.
It's the asthma again.
I feel shabby now.
Don't feel shabby. Feel keen and tell us something about wind instruments. And there are 52 seconds available starting now.
The trombone, the bassoon, the trumpet, the ocarina, the penny whistle, the euphonium, the tuba are only several members of the wind instrument family. How I rejoice when I hear those blasts of musical flatulence pouring over an audience. You can keep your strings and keyboards. The brass is what I cry. Let us have more of it. I'm losing the will to live here. The wind breaks over me in a glorious orgy of climatic effect in a musical context. Oh, lead me to that section of the orchestra. I want them. I need those people to enrich and enlarge my life with their carnival of sound. Over me, inside.
Well done. Done, Barry, well done. He kept going to the whistle when gained an extra point for doing so, and it's the only point he's got in that round. we loved it so much, we really let you go. We didn't mind what you did. It was just so, such panache.
I need to lie down now.
Anyway, what's the situation? Well, Barry is leapt forward, actually. Yes, he's now in second place. He deserves to be. Tony Hawks is still in the lead, and Stephen Frost and Wendy are training a little. And Tony Hawks, it's your turn to begin. Heathcliff, one of your characters, one of your favourites. Have you played? I don't know, but talk about Heathcliff starting now.
I have never played Heathcliff. I'm far much older than
you. Oh, much older, yes. So, Stephen,
hesitation.
Yes. Hesitation and deviation from English, yeah, as we normally speak it. But, so, Stephen, you have Heathcliff. You have 56 seconds starting now.
Kathy was the lover of Heathcliff. She thought that he was the greatest man on this earth, up there on those Yorkshire moors, blasted by the winds that blew across the grassy section of that part of the country.
Yes.
I was turning into Barry Cryer then, wasn't
I? I long to go to that grassy section of that part of the country.
Lose the will to live in a way, yes. Tony, you've got the subject back again.
Was there a hesitation?
Definitely hesitation, yes. Geography or no. 41 seconds are available. The subject is Heathcliff. You've got another point and you start now.
Heathcliff was the character from the novel Wuthering Heights, and do you know, I'm not sure whether it was by Emily or Charlotte.
And,
Two Wutherings. Well, I don't know whether it's Wuthering Heights or whether it's by... Oh, no, that's fine.
It's a difficult game.
I think you should go to that grassy section.
I think he's come away from the grassy section, right? Wuthering or Wuthering, right. So, Tony, an incorrect challenge. A point for that. Heathcliff is still with you. 34 seconds available, starting now.
I used to enjoy Kate Bush warbling about Heathcliff in her song, Wuthering, which I said in my
Yes, Barry, challenge first.
Another Wuthering.
Yes,
another
the
Wuthering.
The subject was Heathcliff, wasn't it?
That's right, Heathcliff is the subject.
Yes.
And you've got in, you don't need to ask me, I can tell you, it's all Heathcliff. And there are 25 seconds, no they're not, there are 28 seconds left, starting now.
Like my friend Mr. Frost, I'm from Yorkshire, I am the full Bronte. Therefore, I am devoted to the work of the sisters, who wrote under pseudonyms such as Acton and Currer Bell. Heathcliff, the original macho hero, striding in his testosterone way. I'm turning into Graham Norton as I listen. And Kathy.
Wendy, you've challenged.
Sorry, I think there was a hesitation.
There was. He thought of him turning into Graham
it's
Norton.
It's emotion.
I know, it is. It's turning.
It was emotion, wasn't it?
No, that was the previous one.
Right, Wendy, you have 6 seconds to tell us something about Heathcliff starting now.
Heathcliff is the name of a musical in which Sir Cliff Richard starred. Unfortunately, I did not see this piece.
Richard, speaking as a whistle, Wend gained that extra point, and she has moved forward, and for once she's trailing a little, but only one behind Stephen Frost. He's only one behind Barry Cryer, and there are three or four behind our leader, Tony Hawks. Now then, Barry, it's back with you to begin. Cash cards. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I'm devoted to cash cards. I collect them. I write to celebrities asking for them to send me a card with their autograph on. Johnny Cash, country and western black-clad legend, sent me one of these cards. Pat Cash, tennis player.
Yes, right.
repetition of cards.
Yeah, no, I'm allowed to repeat cards.
Yeah, all right. I forgot.
They can repeat the subject on the card. And if there's two words, they can repeat either of them independently. So, an incorrect challenge. So, Barry, you've got another point. You are doing well, aren't you? Right, carry on. 44 seconds available, starting now.
Craig Cash, a new acquaintance of mine who plays Malcolm, the son of Mrs. Merton, sent me one of these cards with his autograph on. All the best, Craig.
Yes, Tony, your challenge.
Repetition of autograph.
Yes, autograph.
Oh, I said that earlier, didn't
I?
Yes,
you did. Yes,
I must listen when I'm talking.
Tony, you've got in on cash cards. There are 34 seconds available, starting now.
Stephen Frost and his chums have some very entertaining poker nights where we gamble the night away, and I suppose, in a way, this is cash cards. We're playing for big money. I want...
And who played that? Yes, Stephen.
Deviation, this is absolutely true, but you're never invited. You're not one of my friends.
How do I judge on that? Do I know whether he's invited or not? Are you making it a joke?
No, it's true. He's not allowed round.
No, I used to go.
But you don't anymore.
No one's interested, but I did.
You must judge this, Nicholas.
I lost so much money, I stopped going.
Well, then you have been, so you weren't actually deviating.
Thank you very much.
Whether you're a friend or not, I'm not going to judge. But he wasn't deviating. So, an incorrect challenge. You've still got cash cards, Tony, and there are 25 seconds available, starting now.
It's true to say the invitations have dried up to these evenings, but that's by the by. I have cash.
And, Stephen.
Two buys.
So, Stephen, you've got in at last. 20 seconds available. Cash cards starting now.
You're walking down the high street. You haven't got any money. You need some cash. Take out your card, put it in the slotty, press your PIN number. Hey, presto, you've got enough argent, as they say in France, to last you the rest of the weekend and see you through the things you need to get you through to Monday.
A couple of throughs.
Yes, it was too much. So you were going through it too much then. And you didn't go on and on enough, because there are 5 seconds still available, and cash cards are with Wendy starting now.
Unfortunately.
That's a big hesitation there.
No.
Always coming in at the end, isn't she? Always. I've noticed her technique.
Coming at the end.
A few seconds left, she's in there, striking like a snake.
And there's Stephen winding her up on the other side. But that was not a hesitation.
Is that how it works?
So, Wendy, another point to you. And still with the subject, 3 seconds. Cash card starting now.
Unfortunately, I keep forgetting the PIN number of my cash card. It's most embarrassing.
Wendy Richard did cleverly get in just before the whistle and kept going and was interrupted, got more points, and she's now equal with Stephen Frost, and they're just behind Barry Cryer, and Tony Hawks is still our leader, and it's Wendy Richard's turn to begin. Wendy, the subject now is the glass ceiling. I don't quite know how you take it. The glass ceiling. Would you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
We actually have a glass ceiling at our house, because I had this appendage built onto the rear of the building, and it is a glass ceiling. Unfortunately, there's a rather large creeper next door which drops its leaves all over the glass ceiling. So one corner of it is very difficult to see through. But we have now got this new wonderful machine, the same person that cleared up after the washing incident, and it will clean this glass ceiling and get rid of any mess that is lying there from whencever it came. But it is lovely to look through this glass ceiling and see the birds in the neighbourhood.
There's quite a lot of sea going on.
We look through, yes, you were seeing an awful lot.
Well, it's a big ceiling.
There you go. We loved it, Wendy. It was gorgeous.
Fascinating, isn't it? It's pure magic round my house.
But, Barry, that was a correct challenge. So you get another point, and you get the subject, and you have 15 and a half seconds, glass ceiling. No, actually, it's the glass ceiling, starting now.
The glass ceiling is known as the atrium.
There is a hotel in London called the Landmark in Marylebone Road with the most superb roof of this substance, through which one can see the clear night sky, every star visible, a full moon, rejoicing with your drink and...
I've never seen anybody suffer so much as he plays the game with Barry Cryer. But he kept going until the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he has leapt forward. He's still training Tony Hawks just a little, who is still our leader. And Stephen Frost, it's your turn to begin. The subject is red roses. Ah, the roses of romance. Mm-hmm. Tell us something about them, Stephen, starting now.
Red roses for a blue lady, as the song goes, which is strange. Who wants to give flowers to a dead woman? But that's the way things are these days. If you love someone, you've got...
What is the challenge?
His silence is
challenge. That was appalling bad taste, what he was saying.
I know. There's only a person laughing at Stephen Frost, too. Is wrong with that. Do you laugh always as much as that at your own jokes?
Oh, I've got to. No one else
does. Wendy, you have a correct challenge of 51 seconds. Red roses starting now.
Red roses were always thought to be the symbol of true love, but this is not the truth. In fact, yellow flowers of that kind are the symbol of
Barry.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid.
Lost the plot there, Barry.
39 seconds available for you, Barry, on Red Roses, starting now.
That splendid actor Michael Williams to this day sends his beloved wife, Dame Judi Dench, a bouquet of red roses, a procedure he has observed throughout their married life and even beyond, if that makes sense. She told me...
Yes, Stephen.
Yeah, but he's just trying to get a job, isn't he? I'm just trying to get her to get myself.
What is your you challenge spotted. Within the rules of Just a Minute?
I'm sorry, I forgot I was playing. I thought we were just talking. It's you lacking could... in that much atmosphere. I thought we were just chatting.
You could have had it for deviation. The idea of a husband sending his wife beyond roses that. When she's gone beyond. Beyond. It's the most devious thought I can think of.
Rather married life and beyond.
But you way? Didn't. So Barry
don't
still
you
has
send the... your wife red roses, Nicholas?
I regularly send her red roses. I grow red roses in the garden, principally for that. So I go out and pluck one occasionally.
I mean, you don't go out and buy them.
Of course I buy them on anniversaries and birthdays.
Well, you buy them in your garden? Oh, no.
No,
sorry.
No, I pluck a single one every
yes,
so often.
Yes, he's got a bucket and a notice by the gate.
Yeah. Oh, you're so wicked.
And he does the windscreens as well.
I sometimes work for the BBC. You've got to pick up a bit of cash somewhere, haven't you?
This is true.
Of course I do, but I pick the single red roses often. Show my feelings of romance by putting them on her pillow or putting them in a little vase.
That's a bit dangerous, isn't it? You could prick her ear.
It's a bit lumpy, a vase under your pillow, isn't it?
She's not blind. She does see them before she gets into bed. Oh, dear. I can never win in this situation. There we are. But it's good to be a good fall guy, I hope. Anyway, Barry?
You plug in your book again, Nicholas.
No, I'm not plugging my book. It's out of print anyway.
Oh, right.
It's called The Straight Man, My Life in Comedy. Right.
What's the publisher, Nick? Who publishes that?
Secker and Wahlberg.
Price?
No, it wasn't. It was the other people.
That's it. Forget that.
Oh, dear. We did go out of print, actually. No, let's get on to Just a Minute.
Yeah,
so, The Straight Man, My Life in Comedy. So it's fiction, yeah?
Ooh.
Wendy,
And pleased to say that the audience actually didn't.
No, they didn't. Yes, they didn't.
They were a very nice audience. I hope they'll come back again for another show sometime.
Why, are they gone already?
You might think so when some of us are talking, but
I
not
can't
you,
remember the plot now, is it?
Well, the plot is red roses, and you had a correct challenge, and you've got 25 seconds, and you start now.
I was strolling past Nicholas Parsons' garden one day, and I saw this sign saying, pick your own. So I ventured in and plucked a blossom from the soil. I was immediately assailed by a voice. That will be £3.50, cried this well-known legendary radio and television voice. Deep into my pocket I dove.
Hey, wait a minute, you're being challenged.
I know,
it was Tony Hawks, yes.
A repetition of voice.
Hey, the voice, yes, there was too much voice there.
Was there?
Yes.
Was I shouting?
Somebody doesn't understand gardening, how you can pluck a rose from the soil. You take the rose from the bush.
You sell them, I'll pick them.
Thank you.
You said I wasn't a good straight man, giving you the cues for the comics.
You are the Oxfam of comedy, Nicholas. You'll feed anybody.
Well, if your prices are the same as theirs, I'm so sorry. Right, let's get on with the show. Tony, Red Roses is with you, and there are 6 seconds available starting now.
I can't think of anything more romantic than to waltz up to a young lady, dance your way into her arms, hand her a red rose.
So, Tony Hawk, with his romantic thought, brings that round to an end, gains an extra point for doing so, and he's also brought the show to an end. I don't mean he's literally brought it to an end. It just means we have no more time to play Just a Minute. So let me give you the final situation. Stephen Frost finished fourth place, and then it was Wendy Richard, and then Barry Cryer. But out in the lead, Tony Hawk. So today, Tony, you're the winner. Players of the game, Tony Hawkes, Barry Cryer, Wendy Richards, Stephen Frost. From them and from me, Nicholas Parsons. We hope you've enjoyed the show and be with us the next time we play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.